Socially conservative lawmakers wanted the facility to showcase the use of adult stem cells as an alternative to cells derived from human embryos. It sponsored and analyzed trials conducted elsewhere, but researchers will be treating transplant patients in their first homegrown study this summer, with final FDA approval. Doug Girard, the executive vice chancellor of KU Med, says it's remarkably quick progress given the stem cell facility's small budget.
We could be 10 times bigger than we are and doing 10 times as much if we had the resources, but it's just a matter of we're I think, maximizing every opportunity we can with what we have right now.
The facility gets a little less than $1 million a year from the state. Ongoing budget struggles have led some legislators to ask whether even that's too much. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Andy Marceau.